Cause you left my heart on the floor. Baby, your ghost still haunts me, but I don't wanna sleep with him no more. Every little thing, I remember every little thing. The high, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing, I remember every little thing. The high, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing. To not remember every little thing. I remember every little thing. The high, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing. I remember every little thing. I'm haunted by the memories of every little thing. The high, the hurt, the shine, the sting.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to name a vice presidential pick, possibly on Monday. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from Georgia, where Harris has been rallying on Tuesday.
Harris now moving at warp speed. Her campaign just over a week old, but she's already expected to announce her running mate in the coming days. The two will then hit the road together, visiting several key battleground states, starting with a rally in Philadelphia on Tuesday. The Harris campaign insists the schedule is not an indication of who she may pick, even though one contender is the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro.
No response yet to the assassination of Hamas's top political leader. Ismail Jamil was killed in an airstrike in Tehran. He was there for the inauguration of the new president. A similar attack on the head of Hezbollah's military wing. He was targeted in Beirut, Lebanon. Federal Reserve Board wrapping up its July meeting today. It's not expected to lower interest rates, but could set the stage to do so next month. This is ABC News. Emails are hitting inboxes this morning for a lot of Americans who could be in line to see at least some of their student loan debt wiped out. ABC's Karen Travers has the story.
Millions of Americans with student debt are getting an email today from the Education Department laying out options for how they could have some or all of their debt canceled this fall. This stems from a proposed rule announced in the spring, a plan B after the president's sweeping student loan forgiveness was struck down by the Supreme Court. President Biden says in a statement the goal is to notify borrowers of the upcoming debt relief programs in advance so they can, quote, benefit swiftly once the rules are final. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Amazon is promising to appeal after a ruling from the Consumer Product Safety Commission that it can be held responsible for dangerous items sold by third-party vendors on its site. Investigators in Washington state now say a Tesla that hit and killed a motorcyclist near Seattle in April was in full self-driving mode. So far, no charges have been filed. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swift for Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop! Swiffer Power Mop!
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention, like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or, worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. New statewide data shows Wisconsin students continue to face mental health issues. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underly says 59% of Wisconsin high school students who responded to the most recent youth risk behavior survey said they dealt with at least one mental health challenge within the past year. Wisconsin's sales tax revenue sees a big decline since the pandemic. Wisconsin Policy Forum says sales tax revenue dropped 2.3% in March compared to March of 2023. Slowing and even declining sales tax growth were seen in key sectors like retail, food service, wholesale trade, and manufacturing. And Milwaukee police officers will head to the Democratic National Convention. The Common Council Tuesday approved sending 75 Milwaukee officers to Chicago for the DNC. There are over 1,600 officers from around the country in Milwaukee for this month's Republican National Convention. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon, and we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope. Laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't want to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just wanna live until I die.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clay Walker, Live Until I Die, 9:09. On the way, we'll have Today in History opening farm markets. Coming up next, we'll chat with Jesse Singerhouse from Dunn Energy. Dunn Energy receiving some big investments from USDA Rural Development. We'll talk with Jesse about that coming up. Right now, Chase Rice with Florida Georgia Line. And drinking beer, talking God.
Firewood crackle in the fall air. Red dirt playing on a radio. Big Dipper hanging high up there. Breathe in the backwoods and let it go. I ain't never been the church going tight. Can't quote much past 3:16, even though it's a Friday night. Church found me sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, man, it all makes sense. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Amen. Tell them, boys. Yeah, man. Gotta thank him for a little piece of dirt, little peace of mind from a cold one. Got a country angel I don't deserve, the kind that you never let go of. I don't know what heaven looks like. No, I don't think anybody does. If it's like down here, up there tonight, then there's folks like us sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, talking amen. God. Killing time, living life with some down home friends. Like and who the hell does? If it's like down here, up there tonight, there's folks like us sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Jesse Singerhouse with Dunn Energy. He's president of Dunn Energy Co-op. And recently, USDA Rural Development was here at the facility in Menominee. Talk about a couple of big awards that Dunn Energy has received through Rural Development. And Jesse, thanks for joining us. Well, two different projects. Tell us about what's happening with Rural Development.
Yeah, we were excited to host Rural Development at our office today. Undersecretary for Rural Development's out and the State Director for Rural Development. We had two projects with USDA. The first is a small one. It's a $7,000 REAP grant that the co-op received to upgrade our lighting to LEDs inside our shop. We've done projects like that before at our building to increase energy efficiency, and I know some dairy farmers use that REAP program and other rural businesses can as well. We encourage everybody to look at energy efficiency, work with your energy provider, whoever that is, qualified electricians, to see if you can upgrade and save a little energy. So that was one project that we'll get started on here yet this fall probably. The bigger one, kind of a historic investment for us, is an $18 million loan through the Rural Utilities Service, where we borrow money from the government and pay it back with interest to invest in our rural infrastructure. So that $18 million plus some of our own capital will go into upgrading about 107 miles of power lines in our rural territory and bringing new services or upgraded services to over 800 members in our rural area. So it's a great investment. It's a great program that Rural Development has for us to increase the reliability in our rural area for our rural members.
So when you mention upgrading services, that going from single to three-phase service?
Yeah, it could be for a member. It could be going from a single phase to a three phase service, or perhaps a 200 to a 600 amp service, and we have to bring in bigger wire. But more importantly, our distribution lines is where we want to upgrade, because that's the backbone that serves our community. So we upgrade lines to meet the power needs of our members in the rural area. So you might have bigger wires on the poles that you see, or bigger underground wires, or we might take overhead lines and put them underground in areas that are really dense with trees. So it's really just an investment in our system to improve that reliability that we focus on.
You mentioned putting wires underground. For residential services, is that something that not only Dunn Energy, but really all the electric companies are just going, when are we going to get rid of these poles and let's just do it underground? Because anytime I was on the radio earlier this morning, ping pong ball size hail, northern Dunn County, 70 mile an hour winds. Power lines don't like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we put underground in wherever we can. Almost all new services for the last, gosh, probably 15 or 20 years have been all underground. The main distribution lines, I mean, that's a little different. It costs about 3 times more to put underground power in, but you do save on maintenance, such as pole testing and replacing the pole, and it saves during storms. So we have to kind of balance that. We'd love to gold plate the system, but then we also have an obligation for rates for our members, and we don't want to make their rates too high. So we try to do it in the real critical areas to get that line underground. And then the second portion is to create different ways to feed substations. So we call them the tie lines. And that's some of these projects in this next $18 million will include some tie lines where we can feed one substation from a different direction if that overhead line coming from another way gets taken out by a storm, perhaps, so we can keep that member in power sooner.
Talking with Jesse Singerhouse, president of Dunn Energy Co-op. Again, Dunn Energy receiving through the Rural Utility Program with USDA Rural Development an $18 million loan for kind of a big upgrade to the Dunn Energy service area. Now, Jesse, you mentioned power line or power pole testing. Okay, being the AM radio guy, when the insulators go bad, they start to throw RF interference out onto the poles, and that's bad for obviously AM radio, but that's also bad for the electric company because that's lost electricity, isn't it?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. So if systems aren't working good or equipment isn't good in any business, you're losing revenue or paying too much in expense. So it's called line loss that we have, and ours is really good and at Dunn Energy Cooperative, and we want to maintain that. So we try to maintain our system systematically and prudently to keep up on that. We notice if members notice things or have power quality issues, give us a call. Any provider that you're with, give them a call. They want to investigate it. And don't just ignore it. That helps us find out the problems on the system that we can correct as well.
I've had to do that actually before. And I mean, the person that came, it was when I was in the Toma area, but the person that came from the electric utility, he had a little parabolic antenna or whatever, and just by pointing at a power pole, he could tell which insulator was not insulating
sure.
anymore.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of equipment like that, infrared cameras and things that we can see. And even on some of the meters we have, the information we get from them can help us see problems with the lines. But our members are a great source of that information as well.
So this project, it sounds like it's a pretty big project. Is this going to be a multi-year type project?
Yeah, we do a work plan every 4 years where we work with our consultants to say where in the system is that growth going to occur, where are lines needing to be upgraded, what's the highest priority, get feedback from our crews, as well as what they're seeing out on the system. So we kind of balance that over the next 4 years, and we steadily borrow money from the federal government, and we pay that back with interest, and we do maintenance on the system, and invest in that long-term growth. So it's a very steady approach to that, so we don't get behind. We could ignore that maintenance, ignore those upgrades, and then someday that's going to come due. That bill's going to come due, and we're going to need to replace all those lines. So we systematically like to do that, just like how we brush our lines. Generally a 5 to 6 year rotation from every line is getting brushed. We inspect underground lines every 5 to 6 years. We test poles every 5 to 6 years. There's a maintenance plan in place that, people that predated me at the co-op put in place, and we've just maintained and enhanced that and continue to invest in our system, because we hope our co-op is here for years to come. We know our members are here for years to come, and we want to serve the members of today and tomorrow with that continued investment.
You mentioned, okay, this is an $18 million loan from Rural Development, and I know that there's folks listening, why rural development and why not an area financial institution?
Sure. Yeah, we've, you know, co-ops were born through the federal government, through the REA Act, and they set up that we could borrow money from the Treasury at a good interest rate, and it's a lower interest rate. You know, there's more hoops to jump through and applications with the government, as many of your farmer listeners know, but we can access capital at a lower interest rate than a local financial institution. We still bank with local financial institutions and do some business with them, but it's just about saving money on that interest rate with them. And it's a good program for the government because we pay them back with interest. They're making money on that. It isn't a grant they're just giving out. And then we historically will, our members will match that money. So we're probably talking $30+ million of investment that we'll put into our system over the next 4 years. And that maintains us kind of at a 50% equity. We borrow some and we put in our own capital as well. So that's our process that we've used and to maintain our co-op rates, stability, and be financially healthy.
With the programs, the REAP program and this program, are there any plans to maybe expand the renewable energy part of the co-op with some of these funds?
Yeah, not these funds necessarily. We use this for kind of our grid development. We have other programs that we're working with, and I'll mention those. You know, our PACE application is a different renewable energy application. We have kind of the green light on. We have to meet some check boxes yet for our next solar energy field over by the Elk Mound area. So we'll be working with that to access more renewable energy for our members under that program.
Jesse Singerhouse with Dunn Energy. You're listening to WRDN.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You
cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg towards a dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud tires. Muscadine wine, oh baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate. Sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan-leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that
Tommy slipped something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. He was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be will always find a way. She's in love with the boy. She's in love.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late, 9:34. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Reminder, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, we'll have coverage of the Buffalo Pepin County Fair Swine Show on our video streaming service brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. That's at our website at realcountry1430.com. Just click on the video streaming tab. We'll also have coverage of the Swine Show as well on NTech Channel 99, compliments of the Durand, Arkansas School District, too. So join us tomorrow starting at about 5 o'clock from the fairgrounds in Mondovi. Let's run down today in history. For this July 31st, 1792, the cornerstone of the United States Mint in Philadelphia was put into place. It would be the first building to be used solely as a U.S. government building. Yeah, the Philadelphia Mint's still there, too. 1928, Leo the Lion roared for MGM Studios for the very first time. Leo introduced MGM's first talking picture, White Shadows on the South Seas. 1948, President Harry S. Truman dedicates New York's International Airport at Idlewild Field. It would later be renamed John F. Kennedy International Airport. 1955, 17-year-old Marilyn Bell becomes the youngest person to swim the English Channel. Why? Because it was there. 1964, Country Music Hall of Famer Jim Reeves passed away in the plane crash near Nashville. 1971, Apollo 15 astronauts David Scott and James Irwin became the first men to ride in a vehicle on the moon. The two men spent 2 hours traveling 5 miles on the moon's surface in their lunar dune buggy. And my NAFB colleague, Sabrina Helverson, she's a farm broadcaster in North Dakota. Her grandfather worked on the buggy. How cool is that? 1981, the baseball player's strike comes to an end after 7 weeks. 713 games were canceled because of the strike. 1990, pitcher Nolan Ryan of the Texas Rangers becomes the 20th major leaguer to win 300 games. He defeated the Brewers 11-3. Wow. I love you, Nolan, except for that game. Couldn't have waited. Also, in 2000, Intel introduces the Pentium 3 processor, which ran faster than 1 gigahertz. It gave Intel breaking rights to the fastest computer chip on the market. Nowadays, that's like, that's it. That's slow. Also, in 2012, U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps becomes the all-time leader in Olympic medals after winning his 19th medal at the 2012 Olympic Games in London. In 2015, one of pro wrestler's most notorious bad guys passed away at the age of 61. Roddy Piper passed away. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and BioVet.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 2 to 2069, September up 7 to 2178, October up 2 to 2147, November milk down 2 to 2089. At the Mercantile Exchange in the livestock sector, live cattle markets are moving mostly lower, but feeder cattle, they're moving mostly higher. Cash cattle did gain $2 last week. And but box beef prices were lower Tuesday, and that is affecting the live cattle markets. Hogs, though, moving mostly higher. Some technical buying after the big losses yesterday. And again, some strength in some of the pork cutout values supporting prices. August live cattle down 22 cents to 187.47. August feeder cattle up 37 cents to 257.35. August hogs up 25 cents to 91.45. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. The forecast looks pretty good for the heart of the U.S. corn and bean belt going forward. And the forecast says the heart of the corn belt will avoid the hottest temperatures with cooler temperatures and better rain chances. That should help with crop development and pod fill. So that is providing some pressure to the market. September corn down 3.75 to 385. December down 3.5 to 401.5. August beans down 0.5 to 1026.75. November down 1 to 1020.25. September wheat down 4.75 to 519.25.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Small town, big heart. During the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth, enjoy the great music of Johnny Cash with the Church of Cash Thursday of the fair. The truck and tractor pull is Friday at 8, and senior day is Sunday. Season passes and ride tickets are available at the Pierce County website, the Pierce County Fair office, and select merchants around the county. It's the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon, and we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Time. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Cotton Eye Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us, talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done, drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. For cowboys like us. Cowboys.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and George Strait, Cowboys Like Us 951. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Balsam Lake Fire Department will be holding their annual Demolition Derby fundraiser. This will be on August 31st. They are going to have six classes in the Demo Derby, along with expanded seating and more. Again, that is on Saturday, August 31st, with everything getting underway at 1 o'clock with the Balsam Lake Fire Department and their Demolition Derby fundraiser. A bright fireball that shot across the night sky over Southern California was caught on camera, but is yet to be identified. Security camera at Rebecca Woods' home in San Marcos recorded the bright light streaking across the sky on the 25th of January. The American Meteorology Society said the fireball was being reported shortly after 9:20, and social media reported seeing the object around San Diego, as well as in portions of New Mexico as well. The fireball is yet to be identified. The most common theory, meteor or space junk re-entering the atmosphere. Not aliens, though.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown. Downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lainey Wilson, hang tight, honey. 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Oh, happy National Mutt Day today. Oh, desperately longing for a new home. Millions of loving and healthy mixed breeds dogs in shelters across the country wait for someone to adopt them. National Mutt Day provides the excellent opportunity to find the perfect canine companion, like Cookie. Cookie, the cool cat dog. Shadow was a mutt, too, and he's perfect. Despite their name, a mutt learns, obeys, and trains just like the snobby purebreds. While their lineage can't be traced and their features a bit murky, their companionship will be faithful. According to the ASPCA, approximately 3.3 million dogs enter shelters every year. These abandoned, often abused animals find their way to a shelter. Each one needs a forever home. Whether you know it or not, their potential is limitless. some of the benefits of adoption are